Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans in Virginia are voting today on nominees for statewide office. Seven GOP candidates for governor are emphasizing issues like tightening voting laws. Ben Pavier of member station VPM has more from Richmond.
Three out of the four leading GOP candidates for governor have played up connections with former President Donald Trump. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, stumped this week for tech entrepreneur Pete Snyder. Texas Senator Ted Cruz toured with another candidate, investor Glenn Youngkin.
We need a candidate who isn't scared of big tech and isn't scared of the media.
Roughly 54,000 people have registered to cast ballots at around 40 locations across Virginia in the party-run convention. Critics say the process limits participation to hardcore GOP activists, hurting the party's odds in November. Republicans haven't won a statewide election in Virginia since 2009. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.
Marchers are expected to be on the streets of Elizabeth City, North Carolina today, seeking more answers to the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. by sheriff's deputies last month. The march is to get underway in a couple of hours. It comes after a judge blocked the public release of body cam footage from the shooting while a criminal investigation is underway. But the judge did say that family members will see about 20 minutes of the footage. The county sheriff says that will happen on Tuesday. India has confirmed nearly 4,200 COVID-19 deaths today. That's the country's deadliest daily toll since the pandemic began. But NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai the real number may be even higher.
Several crematoriums across India have said only a fraction of the bodies they're seeing daily are getting counted by the government. India also confirmed more than 400,000 new coronavirus infections, but testing has slowed across the country. Two southern states, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, are among the latest to impose restrictions on movement. India's economy shrank 24% last spring under a nationwide lockdown. So far, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has resisted calls to impose another one, but he's under a lot of pressure to act. The Lancet Medical Journal calls Modi's COVID response inexcusable and a self-inflicted national catastrophe. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
Wall Street shrugged off this week's jobs report. NPR's Scott Horsley reports both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 ended the week at record highs.
All the major stock indexes jumped on Friday despite the jobs report, which showed U.S. employers added just 266,000 jobs last month. The lackluster hiring helped quell concerns the economy's in danger of overheating, which might prompt the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. For the week, the Dow jumped by 2.75%, while the S&P climbed nearly 1.25%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost ground during the week, closing down 1.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR. The powerful head of Ethiopia's Orthodox Church is accusing the government of committing genocide against the Tigrayan people. The BBC's Mary Harper reports on his first public comments since the conflict began 6 months ago.
The patriarch accused the federal government of trying to wipe the Tigrayan people from the face of the earth, working day and night to destroy the region. Himself a Tigrayan, he said his earlier attempts to speak out had been stifled and censored. In a 14-minute video smuggled out of Ethiopia, he lamented the desecration of ancient Orthodox monasteries and massacres carried out on church grounds. Ethiopia's federal authorities say they're targeting Tigray's regional leadership, not civilians. But rights groups accuse all sides of grave abuses.
The BBC's Mary Harper reporting. More than 200 people are reported injured in the latest clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police. The nightly protests broke out at the start of the holy month of Ramadan and have gathered steam amid anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from their homes in East Jerusalem in a long-running legal battle that's heading to Israel's Supreme Court on Monday. There's been a drone strike that targeted a military air base in Iraq that hosts U.S. troops and other international forces. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition says there were no injuries, but that the strike damaged a hangar. There's been no claim of responsibility. However, the U.S. has accused militia groups backed by Iran of previous attacks, most of them using rockets. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.